This is Senator Bob Dole. Massachusetts Democrats want credit for their state's economic boom, but the Boston Globe says otherwise. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the ruling Democrats in Massachusetts are riding high on a bull economy with record growth and low unemployment. But can they claim credit? Probably not. The Boston Globe ran a story giving credit to where it is due, to the tax-cutting Proposition 2.5 Massachusetts passed in 1980. Tax cuts and spending cuts freed up the forces of growth and made Massachusetts good for business and for new jobs. Sounds like Reaganomics to me, Ted. The truth is, big spending liberals like you fought tooth and nail against the proposition, and now they want credit for the Reagan-inspired economic revival. Maybe some voters in Massachusetts will buy that story, Ted, but I don't.
If I were you, Bob, I'd be a lot more worried about who gets the blame for the failing farm economy in Kansas than who gets the credit for the booming growth economy in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, with a Democratic governor and a Democratic state legislature, has put together the most innovative and successful policy of any state for economic growth and new development. You right-wingers don't think aid to education, assistance to high technology, new housing, and finding jobs for welfare recipients can work, but it's made all the difference in Massachusetts. Honestly, Bob, don't you wish you were running for re-election in a state with 3% unemployment and rising income? People of Massachusetts know which party's been minding the store, Bob. Maybe that's why Republicans in our state can't even rustle up a viable candidate to run for governor. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on one of the administration's worst ideas, U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.